All righty. The post is up on the WGHN and Good Morning Grand Haven Facebook pages. Ka may share his name with the slithery python from the Jungle Book, but Ka is all about fun and charm, striking green eyes and sleek fur. Ka will capture your attention with his playful antics and curious nature. He's always up for an adventure, whether it's chasing toys or exploring new corners of the home or enjoying time with other kitties. Ka adores getting treats as well and is a little bit food motivated. Well, who isn't? You'll be able to meet Ka at Chowhound in Grand Haven as well. Yeah. Find the post at the Good Morning Grand Haven and WGHN Facebook pages. It's all right there. And they've got some really cool things coming up every Thursday. From noon to five, they have a pet food pantry to assist those in need of supplemental food for their own cats or dogs. And on Saturday, they're going to be having a big fundraising event at the Old Homestead. I have shelter manager Velvet Light on the line. How are you today?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Pretty good. But be honest, today has been hairy for you. Tell our audience what went down today with you guys over at Big Lake Humane Society.
Well, today is a normal day where we're talking about last week with the emergency C-section.
Yeah. Tell our audience about it.
So we had a dog come to us from the fires in California, transferred to us from Riverside, and she had been picked up as a stray. It was not indicated that she'd had any trauma before coming to our shelter. We did some x-rays to look at getting her spayed and everything like that. Turns out she was 6 weeks pregnant with five puppies and had been hit by a car. Her pelvis and her legs had been previously broken. She had not received any medical care. They had healed on their own, and they healed in such a way that was fused that she wasn't going to be able to have these puppies naturally. So we were a couple weeks out. We were keeping an eye on her, just, you know, watching for all the signs of her getting ready to have those puppies so that we could stay ahead of it, so that way we wouldn't lose her and we wouldn't lose the puppies. And it ended up that she didn't quite make it to the day we had scheduled for her, which was last Thursday. She ended up going into labor Tuesday night. So myself, our director, Alexis, even her mom, we were taking turns just kind of sitting with her and seeing, because one of the puppies actually came out. So little Scout joined us Tuesday night, did very well. He's a beautiful little brown and black boy, gained a pound already. He's doing great. However, she just kept staying in contractions and labor, and just nothing else was progressing. So the next morning we were able to get with Dr. Labar and Baker College and get her into surgery. And I was there myself, hands-on, when they handed me a little puppy to try and help get it breathing and get it going. And this emergency C-section, just everything was crazy. Lots of people in there, lots of people trying to help these puppies and mom Emmy. Emmy doing great and everything like that. Two of the puppies did make it, both Scout and Baker now have brothers. But unfortunately, we did lose the other three puppies, and it was quite a harrowing experience, that's for sure. And Emmy is here in the shelter. We have not been able to find a foster home for her. She is a lab husky mix, very, very sweet, with a little blue eye and just the most adorable little puppies. Baker is a carbon copy of her little black and white boy.
I know you pretty well at this point, and I can just tell by the tone in your voice. It's been a rough couple of weeks over there. And today is National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day, and that's and it falls on the day that we do our Adopt a Pet segment, which I thought was so awesome. But I thought it's just really important to just talk to you for people to really hear, like, everything that you just described. That can be an average day at a shelter. And you took, what, 22 calls yesterday? Talk to us about what happened yesterday.
So yesterday was kind of a disheartening day for the shelter. And again, it's tough. Those days that are low, we look for happier days, like we hope today will be with it being National Adopt-a-Shelter Pet Day. But yesterday we had 22 phone calls. We keep track of this for purposes of knowing what we're up against. And how we can better assist the community. But it was 22 calls of people looking to surrender their owned cats and dogs. And it wasn't one person calling for one dog or one cat. It was a person calling for two dogs or four cats.
Oh, gosh.
Or a mom with kittens or a pregnant mother dog. And it was getting overwhelming. It ended up being a total of 40 pets that people just in our little community were trying to surrender to a shelter yesterday.
Yeah.
We offered them as many resources as we can. We have a low-cost community animal clinic with Big Lake Community Animal Clinic. Mm-hmm. to help with veterinarian care, because oftentimes that was a lot of what we were talking about, was there were some veterinarian costs that people were up against, surgeries that they weren't going to be able to afford. There's resources online through peopleandpetstogether.org that we send people to that helps with all sorts of things like temporary foster homes. If you're facing like homelessness or a change in loss of job or something like that. There's also links to getting help with paying for veterinarian care for those type of services we don't offer at our clinic, which would be like specialty surgeries or other specialty care that we just don't have with x-ray machines, and we don't have a permanent vet yet. But also we have a pet food pantry every Thursday, 9 to 5. It's there for emergency needs, and it's also to help low-income people supplement their needs, because we would rather keep Fido and Fluffy in your home than in a shelter. That's our whole goal, is surrender abatement. We want to put ourselves out of business. We don't want people having to surrender to a shelter if we can help them keep their pets in a home.
Tell me about...
Unfortunately, we're also completely over capacity, too.
I know you are. I know.
And that's not an unusual story.
I know.
It's not just us. Shelters nationwide, April was a very slow adoption month. I know people look forward to our adoption post every Sundog, every Sunday. We call it Sundog. Happy Sundog. We post our adoptions for the week, and we've only had two.
Okay.
Two adoptions these last 2 weeks.
Oh, boy.
So we haven't had a post to make. We're hoping to change that again today, National Adopt a Shelter Pet
Day. I'm hoping.
Even if you're not looking to adopt, there's so many other ways to support us. Fostering, say you're on a list because you have a particular dog in mind. You're waiting for a dog that hasn't been born yet, or a cat even. There's lists for that. Consider fostering. It gives you a little bit of experience. It helps get a dog that's here with us now out of the shelter and into a home environment where we can learn more about them. Gives them just a little bit of special time out of the shelter. We can just do it for a night or a weekend or a couple of weeks. And maybe you decide that that would like to be a forever pet, and then you end up adopting it. It goes either way.
There you go. And
but
I know.
Also donations. We're in desperate need of those, for sure.
Okay.
With being over capacity, cleaning supplies, cat and kitten food. It is kitten season. We've seen a huge uptick in surrenders of puppies and kittens these last couple of years.
Okay. And I know that, you know, you celebrate the wins, like you say. You celebrate the wins, right? Every Sunday you put a post out about the wins, but if there's only two in the week, that's tough. So we'll do whatever we can to get the word out. And it is National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. And I hope that people call you and that your phone is ringing off the hook for adoptions today.
Velvet, we're open from 2 to 7 today. It is walk-in, so please come on by, say hi, drop by with some... bleach or a little bit of food or something if you're not able to adopt, or just come give our animals some treats and love today.
Today's Adopt-A-Pet segment with Big Lake Humane Society, brought to you by Must Love Dogs. Find Must Love Dogs at 106 Washington, downtown Grand Haven. Must Love Dogs, make a tail wag. And by Haven Animal Hospital, your veterinary hospital of choice since 1993.